The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Carol's the sunshine. Jill is the coffee. And Josh? Josh is the inspirational quote you got from that app you installed and forgot about, but you're happy is still there. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. On Kiss 92.
Good morning and welcome to the start of the most fabulous time of year. It is Carol, Josh, and Jill, the Morning Show brought to you by Caro. And at what point exactly do we have to start looking at ourselves and thinking we are the problem? I mean, I don't know about you, but my co-hosts, unfortunately, are dropping like flies. Carol, of course, getting the brunt of it all. And Josh and Simon waking up today feeling that his throat suddenly have grown thorns. So let's all wish them well. Give them good vibes, let them rest through the weekend, and hopefully Monday morning, the three of us are back together, right? I don't know, we can always hope. But yes, it's a good reminder, if you're not feeling well, stay at home, rest up, be safe, and most importantly, wear your mask, okay?
It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
You're listening to The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro, but, you know, Lone Ranger today, so keep me company. The co-host not doing too well. Both of them are down and out. But don't worry, I still got you covered, okay? We've got so many things to give away. Last day to get those return Scoot flights. Any destination of your choice. There's 71 in total. And if you're thinking, Scoot, oh, okay, go to Bali lah. Or, okay, Australia, very safe. They travel to 71 destinations. So think big, go far. They go to London, Greece, Athens. I know Athens is in Greece, okay? Also, Germany even. So just go to Scoot, scroll through the destination. Still not too late, okay? Final few pairs given out today. You can go on Instagram right now, share a travel memory, and hashtag Kiss92Flies and Kisses for Scoot. Aside from that, we've got a $100 Lab Studio voucher. So they have a special Kiss bundle that you're only going to get here. You get to try out their yoga class, their bar class, and my personal favorite, the Pilates.
Start your day right. It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. Asking the question, are you a crispy or fluffy prata kind of person? Now, Sandra messaged in that she is always and will forever be a fluffy prata because it just absorbs the curry better. Kunata texted in, plain and simple, crispy with 6,000 exclamation marks. I feel your excitement and I'm totally with you. Now, F1 is in full force. So we have so many friends from outside of town coming in, visiting Singapore for the first time, including Lando Norris, who recently took a taxi driver, well, took a taxi and had some driving notes for his driver. He said, my taxi needs to learn control over his feet. I got whiplash from his braking and extreme sudden throttle technique. Well, welcome to Singapore, my friend. This is how we drive. Get used to it. And if you are thinking of, what kind of local food should I try? Lando Norris, I recommend prata. You cannot go wrong. Crispy or fluffy, all good in my books.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's Jill with you on the Morning Show, brought to you by Caro, with Carol, Josh, and Jill. And though they may not be around, we still gotta pop off. Check it out. We got a new couple alert. I don't even know how I feel about this. Dua Lipa, who very infamously dated Gigi Hadid's younger brother, Anwar Hadid, for years. They called it quits earlier this year, okay? We all mourn the loss of the beautiful couple, but now she's been spotted with Trevor Noah. Okay, I don't understand the guy. Honestly, I'm not the biggest Trevor Noah fan, so I don't quite get it. But okay, we will see the developments. We'll see what goes on here. Now, moving on to a TV show, which, I mean, let's know when to exit, lah. Survivor 43 is in the making. Like, I don't get it. Actually, I do love. I totally get it. It's a pandemic. So what nicer way to get out of the pandemic than living on an island where you need to, like, sleep in huts? I don't know. People are strange. Also, Barney. Now, you know I love a good documentary. I love a peek behind the curtain. Barney, the dinosaur, is getting its very first documentary made. And the title's a little bit dark. It's called I Love You, You Hate Me. It's a two-part series. It's going to be available on Peacock, which means here in Singapore, we might be getting it either on Disney Plus or HBO Go. And it's supposed to be a fascinating look at how humans, no matter how nice and pure something is, they have to find a reason to hate it. I don't know. This very much intrigues me. So on that documentary note, we were all caught up. We would wake up every morning, check our phones, and see the latest drama between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Don't act like you didn't care. Okay, everyone knew this sensational court case drama. But if you couldn't follow note for note, testimony by testimony, worry not, because they too are going to be getting their own little documentary, a reenactment of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard court trial. I am salivating. I love this drama. Coming up next, if you're struggling with what to do with the family this weekend, chill. I got you covered.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Good morning. It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. Alone this morning, but you know what? Let's just get into it. Weekend things. Yesterday, I got to visit the Museum of Ice Cream. Never been there before. My first time, and it's for their Halloween edition called Ice Scream. The pun was there all along. It is still very child-friendly, if you're wondering. Okay, if you're like, is it spooky? Are there jump scares? Nah. Still beautiful, still pink. They've got ice cream for everyone. Dairy-free, coconut-based, vegan ice cream. And honestly, delicious stuff. Okay, my favorite was the potong ice cream, the lychee bandung, and the peanut butter. So good. So definitely worth a check out. I've never been, and I'm probably going to take my child there again this weekend. Next up, we've got the Deep Blue Sea. I mean, am I the only one loving these Halloween puns? This is happening, of course, at our Sea Aquarium. You're going to get to take pictures with mascots dressed up in Halloween theme. You get a little pumpkin, you go around, you collect candy. There's also their divers, right? That, you know, they go down and they feed the sharks, they clean the tanks, except this time they're going to be dressed up as skeletons. But again, very child-friendly, trust me. Now, for the slightly older children, okay, if you've got like maybe 10-year-olds or teenagers even who were inspired by the Olympics that just took place that reignited everyone's love for skateboarding, there's this new place called Prove Vida. It's just open. Well, technically it's opening on the 1st of October, but you can start booking lessons already. It's located at Grid Singapore, which is a shopping center at One Seligi Road. It is Singapore's first, I can't believe it's the first indoor skateboarding park. You can go there and skate. You can learn how to skate. There's a whole shop where you can get all the fixings that you need to pick up this new hobby. So very, very interesting. And honestly, I've been a skateboarding fan for a long time. This is a long time coming. So if your kid wants to try something new, check that one out.
Yeah, yeah. What goes great with your morning cuppa?
Good morning, everyone.
The Morning Show. Hello. With Carol, Josh, and Jill. Kiss 92.
Good morning, my friends. It is the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. But Carol and Josh are down for the count. Hopefully, they'll be back again tomorrow. You can go wish them well. Send them some hearts and good vibes on their social media at Carol Smith and at Joshua Simon XL. But the show goes on, man. Today is the last day you are going to be getting those return tickets from Scoot. They're celebrating their 10th birthday. And every day this month, Kiss 92 has given you 10 pairs of return tickets from Scoot to any of their 71 destinations. Pretty, pretty sexy stuff, if you ask me.
A new voice, a new look. a new morning. Join Carol, Josh, and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on KISS 92.
Good morning. Is this Nikki?
Yes, speaking.
Nikki. So, you know, doing the show by myself, I don't get to talk to Carol. I don't get to talk to Josh when the music is playing, so I get kind of bored, which means I scroll through Instagram and I just so happen to see your post. Can you tell me about it?
Okay, so my post was in Japan. I do have a ritual to visit Japan every year.
Wow, why?
Because of the culture, and personally, I love anime, and also there's Disneyland and Disney Sea. So what's there not to love?
Wait, there's Disneyland and Disney Sea?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I thought it was only Disney Sea.
No, there's Disneyland as well. It's side by side.
Okay, so Nikki, this is going to be my very first time going to Japan. Tell me three things I need to check out. What do I have to do?
Okay, if you only have time to go to one park, I would suggest Disney Sea, because that's the only one in the world.
Right, right, okay. Do they speak English? Someone told me that Ariel is in Japanese.
Yes, everything's in Japanese.
Oh, wow. Well, Nikki, thank you so much for your tips. And I want to give you those two return tickets from Scoot.
Thank you.
I'm assuming that you're going to go to Japan, lah.
Most likely.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll see you there and we can team up and you can be my tour guide.
Sure.
Awesome. Thanks, Nikki. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. And happy birthday as well.
Thank you. On behalf of Scoot and KISS 92, of course.
Carol brings the laughter. Josh brings the facts. Jill brings the wet wipes because she's a mom. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on KISS 92.
Good morning. It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. And in other news, news that didn't quite make the headlines, but totally should, a Chinese national was fined $17,500 yesterday for illegally bringing in meat into Singapore. Now, we're not talking about, like, you know, we go JB grocery shop and bring meat in. This person brought in 226 kilograms of frozen chicken, beef, pork, mutton. That's an insane amount of meat, okay? So in Singapore, food imports must meet SFA's requirements and food can only be imported by licensed importers. So don't try that, okay? I know sometimes we go to Australia and the meat there is so cheap, we want to bring it back, but just make sure you cover yourself, you check all the rules first, okay? In other news, Kim Lim has taken, quote unquote, the whole kampong on holiday, okay? So billionaire heiress Kim Lim has booked a private jet and brought all of her friends on a trip to Dubai. I mean, I think when I invite my friends to Sentosa and I say, okay, those who are driving, I'll cover your parking, I think that's already a baller move. But she hired a whole private jet. That's insane. Now, this is more of a public service announcement, okay? Starting from the 1st of October, smokers, listen up. If you are caught smoking at parks or benches, you could be fined up to $1,000. That is a no joke kind of fine, yeah? So most parks in Singapore are now going smoke-free, including East Coast Park and Fort Canning, and also beaches. So Changi Beach, East Coast Beach, West Coast Beach, a lot of them are now going to be going smoke-free as well. So this is just a friendly reminder. Come on, let's not get caught and have to spend $1,000, okay? The full list of beaches, you can check it out on the Mothership.
They don't just get you to work. They get you to your happy place. Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. KISS
92. I want to talk about first dates and how much you spend on them, okay? I read a very interesting study and spoke to a couple of friends with very interesting perspective on this whole dating culture that we are in, and I now want to hear from you. We've got amazing prizes to give away. So if you have an opinion on the matter, let me know. WhatsApp is 8855-0920. How much are you spending on a first date?
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. It's pretty wild. KISS 92.
So I was at True Cost a couple days ago. It is a beautiful new wine and restaurant that's at Suntec City's Sky Garden. So they have a very interesting concept. Depending on what time of the day you go in, you pay a cover. It's like $10 per entry. But get this, the food is at literally cost price. You can get beef cheeks for $12. You can get burrata for like $10. It's really, really amazing stuff. And it's just a beautiful location with great lighting for Instagram photos. And I thought, wow, What a great place to bring a first date to, right? Literally, you could get a whole meal, starters, main course, cocktails, all for under $80. And I thought, I would be very happy if someone brought me here. But then the girl next to me was like, yeah, I would come here with my girlfriends for a girl's night out. But if a guy brought me to this kind of place, I'll be very upset because it's too cheap. Gasp. What? Like, I want to know. 8855-0920 WhatsApp is, what is your budget for a first date? What is the cheapest or most extravagant first date you've been on?
Be happy. Be you. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill. Kiss 92.
It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill, brought to you by Caro. Talking about first date budgets. Is it an investment? How much are you willing to spend on something that may not even work out? In the studio, we've got Joel, our producer. Can you remember? Well, you're young. I'm sure you can. What was your first date?
Well, my first date was actually just going to get Boost in on campus in uni.
Boost?
Yeah, you know, like
the fruit juice.
Yeah, the fruit juice.
Oh my heavens.
So I spent like $9.
And you got the girl?
Yeah, we're still dating.
How long have you been? 3 years!
Well, 2+.
And all over a cup of juice.
Yeah, man. It's good juice, man. What can I say?
Okay, second date. What was the second date?
Second date, I feel like it was Korean fried chicken.
And how much was that?
Not more than like $30-$40.
Well, you're a very budget date, Joel.
Listen, it's not about the price of the date. If the conversation is good, you know, you don't win the girl by showing her how much money you have. Well, if you do, then that's probably not the kind of girl that you want, lah, right?
Oh, you're very wise, lah, you.
It's all about your personality, lah, Jill.
Okay, so then what was the fanciest thing you've done for her? 2 years, come on, it has to be something fancy.
Oh, yeah, for, I think, our anniversary, we got a staycation. That was when I was in Australia, so
right.
It was at The Star, which was a casino. And then we went to a steak restaurant. And the restaurant was like really fancy because the steak was on a board and there were like salt flakes on it.
Because the steak was on a board.
And got salt flakes and 3 types of mustard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've upped your game, lah, progressively over the year.
Once in a while, got a splurge bit, lah.
There you go. Okay, I want to hear from you. 8855-0920. What is your budget for a first date? Joel has, I think, set the standard at $9 and he got the girl. Let me know. 8855-0920.
Good things come in threes. 3, 2, 1. Carol, Josh, and Jill. The Morning Show on Kiss 92.
It's Jill with you on The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Asking the question, how much do you spend on a first date?
How much I spend on my first date? Good gracious. No, I don't even remember. I don't even want to remember. It's like 26 years ago. I better even remember what I ate yesterday.
Love it. That's Barbara. And also, we've got Jackie.
Sorry, first date got to be the full works. You know, expensive. If not, no deal.
Jackie, I love that. So first date, bring me the works. I want the steak. I want the champagne. I want it all. Let me know what you think. First date, what is the budget?
Time for a fresh start with Carol, Josh, and Jill. The Morning Show. Kiss 92.
This is The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. And I've got Prakash on the line. Prakash, tell me, what is your budget for a first date?
I remember back then, a few years back, I used to date and I would spend about $50 to $75 per person on a date. But then off late, when you go for dating, I would actually spend about $25 to $30. I think it's quite fair.
You mean the price has gone down?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. Because that's what you do on a first date. I mean, you do not overpromise and undercommit.
Oh.
So you slowly increase your budget over the period of time and you start to develop more feelings for that person.
Oh my gosh. Prakash, that is smart. You do not overpromise and undercommit. So through the years, your budget has actually started decreasing. And you know, you can also date. That means you can date more people. So, okay, I see you.
Exactly.
I see you. Thanks, Prakash. So many more things to give away. Just let me know, what is your date ideal budget? 8855-0920.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's The Morning Show.
Early, early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It is The Morning Show, brought to you by Caro. And it also is a fuel-free Friday. And every fuel-free Friday, we want to give you a $150 NetFlash pay card. So stick around. All you have to do is answer a question, true or false. And honestly, it's all for the greater good because we want to make Singapore and have you live a greener life.
honest conversations,
the hottest stories,
and the greatest tunes.
The Morning Show
with Carol, Josh, and Jill.
Kiss 92. Yep.
We've got Daniel on the line. Tell me about your first date budget.
Well, I was over a cup of teh C.
Hot teh C?
Yeah, hot teh C. That's right. At a kopitiam, I think.
Did you get the girl?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Tell me more, lah. Details.
No lah, shy lah.
Shy lah. Are you all married? Are you still dating?
We are together.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay.
Yep.
Just over a romantic cup of teh C. That's actually my drink of choice also. I like teh C ping.
It avoids an awkward long dinner. At the same time, you get to know the other person. And if you like the other person, just get your second cup, third cup.
I love it. And how much does teh C cost nowadays? So like, what, 80 cents?
No lah, no. I mean, usually I get it, say, Ya Kun Kuni, that's 2 plus.
Wow, fancy. Okay, got standard. Thanks, Daniel. We also have Kendra on the line. Kendra, what is your budget for a first date?
Basically, my first date was actually a coffee shop at Changi Village.
Wow, that seems to be the trend, no? We just spoke to Daniel and his first date was also over a cup of teh C.
Can't remember what was mine. Was it prata or the biryani?
Wow, so are you still with this person?
Yeah, we actually got engaged for my birthday.
Hey, congratulations!
Thank you.
So it really doesn't matter where you go. It's really the company and the conversation, la.
Yeah, I mean, I always joke with him that, you know, you're lucky you got a cheap date, but, you know, good food, good price, why not?
I love that. You know, a lot of people nowadays, they think everything is materialistic. Bring me to a cocktail bar. Bring me to a bar that has a view so I can Instagram it. But truth be told, simple things matter. I love that. First date, try out a coffee shop. Okay, everyone?
Wake up right with The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
You're listening to The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. Now, if you're jiving for a cup of coffee, I am right there with you, my friend. I need like at least 6 cups of coffee. And if you're working in the CBD area, why not check out JJ Lin's Miracle Coffee pop-up at Marina Bay Sands. It starts today, goes on for at least 90 days. And if you're like, who cares? Coffee is coffee. Don't play. People have already started lining up at 6 a.m. So some of the things on the menu for Miracle Coffee is the Kaya Cloud Signature. It looks divine. Really thick coffee at the base, nice frothy cream on top, and then some Kaya bits, like, I think it's like gula melaka. You know, they just squirt the syrup on top. It looks really good, okay? They also have coffees that I swear I cannot pronounce. Utopia, Gidio, I don't know. I can't pronounce this. It's all too fancy. But don't worry about it. They also have options for oat milk and Bonsoy latte, mocha latte, and the prices are pretty affordable. It's what you would expect, $6, $9. So if you're looking for a new coffee spot, check out JJ Lin's Miracle Coffee at Marina Bay Sands.
Carol's a fur mom. Jill's a new mom. Josh, he has a mom? The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Hello, Jasmine. Hey, Jasmine, how's your Friday?
It's great.
I love it. I believe you. You sound happy. Hey, can I ask you, just to wrap up this topic real quick, can you remember your first date?
My first date? Oh, that was eons ago.
Do you remember roughly how much it cost? Like, how much did your husband spend on you?
Oh, actually, not much. I remember we went to a wine place.
Wow.
And it was like a Friday special, so it was like $10 steak.
Whoa! Okay. So honestly, it doesn't matter about the price, yeah? It's all about the company and the chemistry.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I want to know, if you win those Scoot tickets, where are you going?
Probably back to Australia, because it means a lot to us. That's where we went for our honeymoon, and we've been going back with our kids as well.
Wow, really? Which part in particular?
Perth, because it's the nearest, so we don't have to spend so long on the flight with the kids.
That is true, but you know, Scoot has Scoot Premium, and there's a lot more leg room in that. So when I travel, when I finally take my first travel flight with my child, I'm going to be upgrading for that.
That's true. We should try that, and then we can go somewhere further.
Exactly. You know what? I'm going to give you those tickets. You can explore everything on Scoot, because you are scooting off with the 2 pairs of return tickets.
Yay! Thank you, Kiss 92, and thank you, Scoot.
Oh, have a fantastic fabulous weekend.
If Carol is the burger bun, then Josh is the meat. And Jill's the sesame seed that gets caught in your teeth all day. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. Now, I am trying my best to find you something to do this weekend that does not involve getting in the thick of the F1 action, okay? Honestly, I'm not doing good at it. There is World Sake Day that's happening at Goodwood Park Hotel that's just outside of the F1 area. So if you enjoy a good glass of sake, you can check it out. They have also amazing buffet spreads like beef short ribs, Cajun tiger prawns, laksa, Peking duck. I mean, need I say more? It is Goodwood Park Hotel, right? You can't go wrong there. Also, just slightly outside of the F1 area is Ion's Gallery, which is on the fourth level. And right now they're having the House of Dreams. It's a Barbie exhibition, 600 over Barbie dolls if you're a fan like I am, or if you have a little child, a little daughter or a son or a nephew even. This would be so cool to bring them to. And bonus, it's completely free. Okay, last one. This one is totally outside of the F1 area, okay? Jurong Point is holding their very first Japan Matsuri Fair. It's going on now till the 23rd of October. They've got Matsuri games, traditional performances, Japanese food stalls. Cosplayers are all welcome because they also have costume design workshops for props and costumes as well. So check it out. That one's at Jurong West.
Carol's the sunshine. Jill is the coffee. And Josh? Josh is the inspirational quote you got from that app you installed and forgot about, but you're happy is still there. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. On Kiss 92.
It's just Jill with you for today, but we're almost done with the show. I'm going to start my F1 weekend early. Don't know about you, but speaking of which, the show must go on, right? We're giving away return flight tickets from any of Scoot's 71 destination. Also, we haven't done it in a while, but I want to do a seal it with a kiss, okay? Let's go into the weekend with love and appreciation. If you want to make a dedication, give us a WhatsApp right now, 8855-0920.
Start your day right. It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Fuel Free Friday is The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. And every Fuel Free Friday, we want to give you a $150 Nets Flash pay card. All you have to do is answer an easy question. But first up, let me give you some tips on how to make your journey a greener one and how to make Singapore a greener country. Number one, Singapore is hot. We all know that, okay? We live for our air conditioners. But did you know that by increasing your aircon temperature just by 1 degree, you're already saving the environment and saving money? You could be saving an additional $15 a year. So let's say your aircon is 18 degrees usually. Put it up to 20 degrees. Trust me, you won't feel a difference and you're already saving money and the earth. Second tip, and this has got to do with you showering. If you reduce your shower time by just 2 minutes, you could be saving 14 liters of water each shower. That's an easy way to save water and the environment, and of course, money as well, okay? And the third tip is Feel Free Friday, of course. You saw that one coming, right? Another change you can make to your daily routine is switching to a fuel-free transport option. And by that, we mean electric vehicles. They have no carbon emission and just save you so much money. So while EVs do cost you more money outright, they actually save you more money in the long run. Approximately $180 in running costs for every 1,000 kilometers driven. And on average, we drive 17,500 kilometers a year. So that's $3,000 in savings just by switching to an electric vehicle. And if you're thinking of doing so, do it with Caro Leap, Singapore's first monthly usage-based subscription program for new and pre-owned cars. Head over to Caro.sg/leap to embark on a cleaner and greener journey today. Also, did you know that because there are less moving parts in an electric vehicle, the maintenance is actually a lot less as well? So you're saving money there too. Now the question is, raising your aircon temperature by 1 degree, showering for 2 minutes less, and taking a fuel-free alternative are all ways to contribute to a greener Singapore. Is that true or false? WhatsApp is 8855-0920.
You deserve a good day. You deserve The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Time to call someone back to give them a $150 Nets Flash pay card. I've got Joe on the line. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, so here's the question. Increasing your aircon by 1 degree, showering for 2 minutes less, and switching to an electric vehicle are all ways to stay a little bit greener. True or false?
True.
It's absolutely correct. You are doing your part not just for the environment, but for Singapore as well.
Yay, thank you.
Okay, we want to also reward you for doing your part by giving you a $150 Nets Flash pay card. All thanks to Caro.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Joe. I hope you have a fabulous weekend.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill, brought to you by Caro. And because no one is here, no one can stop me from doing a dedicated pop-off to my favorite band, the Foo Fighters. So unfortunately, they have lost their drummer Taylor Hawkins, who was just irreplaceable. And they have done a second tribute concert for him. And of course, Dave Grohl's daughter, Violet, took the stage and sang a really beautiful rendition of Hallelujah. Can't be beautiful, have a famous father like Dave Grohl, and also be talented yourself. Insane stuff. But other people present at the tribute, Pink, who went on stage with Queen and sang Somebody to Love. Killed it, honestly. But if you watch the video, she had the teleprompter in front of her. Like, really? Pink, you don't know the words to Somebody to Love by heart? But of course, the surprise of the evening was Alanis Morissette. I know, not the best quality. And here's the backstory with Alanis Morissette and the Foo Fighters. When she first started out, Taylor Hawkins was her drummer. A couple months down the line, Taylor Hawkins saw that Foo Fighters, who's headed by Dave Grohl, who was from Nirvana, was looking for a drummer. And he asked Alanis Morissette, like, "Hey, I really want to go audition for them, no? Can I?" And Alanis Morissette said, "Hey, you're my drummer. But you know what? You'd be so much better as Dave's drummer. Go ahead, you have my blessing." So there you go, man. Talk about good bosses.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh, and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
The Morning Show, Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro, Duke Dumont there with Ocean Drive. Now, Camila Cabello is the newest judge on The Voice. And what's worse than having a famous celebrity boyfriend that everyone wants to cover? Having someone cover him and actually mistaking it for your boyfriend. Have a listen.
Don't even know your power.
That's John Fisher.
I fall when I'm around you. Don't need an open door. Then you go and slam it on me.
I thought that was John.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't know about you. I don't feel like he sounds like Shawn Mendes at all. And guess what? Camila Cabello didn't turn around.
But the reason I didn't turn around was I felt like you sounded a little bit too much like him. Obviously, he has an amazing voice. I love this song. But I would be curious when you pick your coach for you to just kind of distinguish yourself.
Let's be real. She didn't turn around because Shawn Mendes, her ex, she don't want to be reminded of Shawn Mendes.
Carol brings the laughter.
Josh brings the facts.
Jill brings the wet wipes. Cause she's a mom. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
We have Celeste on the line, and it's time for
Seal It With a
Kiss.
Yes.
Celeste, tell me who is special. Why do you love them? Tell me everything.
Hi, my husband. Thank him for being my pillar of strength and support for our past 15 years. And taking on the night duty of taking care of our son so that I can rest more. Yeah.
You got to give him a proper shout out. What's his name?
He's YY.
Why? And okay, so you talked about how tonight he's going to be taking over night duties. That's exactly what my husband and I do. Like, he will do it for maybe 3-4 days and then I'll do it because everyone needs a break, right?
Yes.
And it's all about teamwork. Tell me more about your husband.
He really likes to sleep. He needs a lot of sleep. So him taking on the night duty is really surprising and really sweet of him.
Aww.
I really appreciate him for doing that.
Did you ask him to do it?
Well, he just told me that, oh, you should rest. We should just get more rest. It's okay, I will take care of my son and he wakes up.
That is beautiful. The fact that he notices your contributions, he acknowledges how difficult it is to wake up night after night with a sleeping child. Well done, YY. What song can I get you, by the way?
Keep Holding On by Avril Lavigne, his favorite singer.
His favorite singer? That is so cute. Fun fact, she was the first concert I ever watched in life.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, so this is going out to you, Celeste, and your husband, YY, and to all parents making it work. If they're going through the terrible twos, the teething phase, or, you know, if your child is sick, it gets so challenging. Just a reminder to keep holding on. It gets better.
They don't just get you to work. They get you to your happy place.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill.
Kiss 92.
Pink Blossoms Brewing's beer truck. Wow, that is really difficult to say. Let's say that 5 times fast. Pink Blossoms Brewing's beer truck is making its round in the CBD from now till the 4th of December. It is Singapore's very first beer truck. How insane is that? They've got signature beers that are called Lean On Me, because after a few, you probably would have to. A New England Pale Ale that has citrus and stone fruit flavors. And 100 Years, well, it's called 100 Years. It's a milky stout. Honestly, the milky stouts are the killers, okay? They will knock you right out. So if you are in the CBD and you see this beautiful black and pink truck with a blossom on it, right? What are they called? Sakuras? Check it out. Singapore's very first Pink Blossoms beer truck.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. It's pretty wild. Kiss 92.
You know what? Ever since my baby girl turned about 20 months, she kind of likes TV a lot more. Before, she didn't understand TV. She would sit there and be like, what's this? I'm so bored. And she'd go terrorize the house, terrorize the dogs. But since 20, 21 months, she's been really interested in TV, and every week I show her a Disney cartoon. So this week, perhaps I'll let her watch Mulan, because that was Christina Aguilera with Reflections. It's a Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro, saying ciao for now, homies. I'll see you Monday, hopefully with the full team in full force. Meanwhile, enjoy your F1 weekend. Stay safe, be responsible, wear a mask. If you're going to go out and drink, hydrate and be great, my friends.
It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.